Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Parker St. Clair Realty's Barb Schlinker, and
Hi.
We're doing some cool stuff.
Oh, I'm so excited to sponsor this program. It really means a lot to me.
And we are talking about Operation Care Package.
Yes.
And we're going to ask all of you to consider gathering a few things together and donating them, a couple of fun stories to tell around some of those things that wind up overseas. And Barb, you had a story about when your husband was in the Navy and received a care package and what happened to some of those things.
Well, I was in the Navy. That's where I met him, actually. I was stationed in the Philippines, and he was flying planes off a carrier. It was kind of cool. And anyway, he told me this story about how he got a care package from family, and it could take a month to get a package like that. And it came with fruitcakes. And a lot of people don't like fruitcakes, and probably after a month, they're not that good. So they would take them and give them to the Marines and let the Marines use them for target practice off the back of the ship. So that was fun. They got good use out of it. But if you're going to send stuff for this program, maybe you don't want to send anything that's perishable or that melts, because it could be in a hot climate or a cool climate. We don't know, and we don't know how long it's going to take to get there.
Which makes perfect sense. And there are several locations where you can drop off items, and we're going to tell you what some of those items are here in just a couple of minutes. And at KRDO, of course, at 399 South 8th Street, you can drop items off. Parker St. Clair Realty's office is at 7660 Goddard Street on the north end of Colorado Springs, and she'll take donations there next week. And Barb, all of your open houses that are coming up, you're also going to have collection boxes.
Yes, we're excited about having the boxes there and letting everybody know that we support our veterans through this charity Operation Care, and we're so excited to do it.
And some things that work really well in these care packages, and I must make note that what is missing from the list, mercifully, is fruitcake.
Fruitcakes probably shouldn't be on the list.
Probably should not, and they are not.
Anything that melts may not work.
Yeah. Snacks and condiments, candy and gum, reading material, powdered drink mixes, toiletries, writing materials, shoe inserts.
And socks. I heard socks are big.
Yeah. Sunscreen. Board games, crossword puzzles, and Sudoku, deck of cards, body wipes, hand warmers, air fresheners, quick proteins, things like that. We'll repeat the items on this list as we progress through our chat today. But Barb, I just love your background. You are a veteran, as you described, and you came out of the service with a service heart, and now you are in the real estate business and highly, highly successful. I'm very honored to be able to lend my voice to your cause as well, and I appreciate that opportunity. We've been KRDO and you have been partners here for, I think we're pushing a year and a half now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been
really
great.
And
so talk about your background and what leads you to the place that you're in today.
Well, I was, my father was a career Air Force man. He served over in Vietnam. He served, I think, 34 years before he retired. Two of my brothers served in the Air Force. I was the only traitor and joined the Navy, but that was only because I had to wait 2 years to get in the Air Force. And when you're young, you know, that seems like an eternity. So I joined the Navy, had a great career, initially worked as an air traffic controller, and then stayed in the reserves after I got out of my first term for a long time, worked my way up through the ranks. And when we moved here, I got to work at a joint command. So I actually worked inside NORAD as an intelligence officer, and actually got mobilized all the way to NORAD right after 9/11, which was pretty easy duty, a lot of fun, very interesting. I retired from the service in 2012. But I really believe that, you know, these guys volunteer to defend our freedom. And what we have here in the U.S., if you've ever been to a foreign country and seen most of them, especially the third world countries, it's pretty rough. When I was stationed in the Philippines, they had open sewage. It was not pretty. So it really makes you appreciate what we have here and how fantastic this place is and all the opportunity. And I'm just so proud of all of our service members for volunteering to defend our freedom. It means the world to me.
Well, I think I should share with you sort of in a sidebar that all of the services are represented.
Oh, yeah.
I was raised by an Army major, and I raised a Marine.
Oh, wow.
So we have the bases covered. I had a sister who went into the Navy, and she graduated boot camp from Bainbridge, Maryland. Where did you graduate boot camp?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It was back in the 70s. We had these really cute powder blue uniforms. They don't have them anymore, but it was fun. It was great. And now our son is 24, and he just got selected to go to OCS for the Marines. So
wow,
we're
congratulations.
Really proud of him. Yeah.
Is he at Camp Pendleton?
He's going to go to Quantico first for
goodness.
Training
okay.
in
wonderful.
January. So that's coming soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful thing. Yes, my son was what I believe was called a Hollywood Marine. And that's when you go, you are west of the Mississippi and you find yourself at Camp Pendleton, otherwise east.
Oh, nice.
It's on the other side of the country at, I believe, Parris Island.
Right.
So, all right, so you have a Marine in your family.
We do.
You were Navy. Your husband
Navy.
Was Air Force.
The only thing's missing is, and I have two brothers that were Air Force, but we don't have Army, so you have me beat on that.
Well,
but there's a lot of Army here. We have a lot of Army clients.
Absolutely.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. And that's, yes, turning it back to Parker St. Clair, and what led you to grow into the real estate business the way that you have?
Well, it was interesting. I worked in the Navy in the aviation field, so I worked in towers. Watching all these people flying around, and I thought, oh, that looks like fun. So I got all my licenses eventually and worked for 1 year as an airline pilot. And when our son came along, my husband was working as a pilot as well. There was just no way both of us could be out of town with a baby. So when we moved here, my dad suggested, hey, you should look into real estate. So that's it just kind of happened, and it grew from there, and it's been really great. Now we have a huge team. I actually have 3 people over in the Philippines that work for me. I have 3 full-time in-house plus 1 part-time, getting ready to hire 1 more, and 5 agents.
Wow. Yeah. That is a lot of growth.
Yeah, it's fun.
In a fairly short period of time, and this is a great time to be in the real estate business and be as established as you are. One of your favorite groups of people to support, of course, are military veterans and their families, sometimes
absolutely.
Particularly challenged by having to move quickly. And
yes.
then
and
there's a home that has to be dealt with, bought or sold on either end. And
right.
that can really pose a challenge when you've got a PCS.
Yeah, and a lot of the veterans are kind of afraid right now. They think that we're in a real estate bubble because the market values have gone up substantially since 2014. So if you bought 13, 14, you're in really good shape. But because this is probably one of the top most popular cities in the U.S. and the most attractive cities in the U.S., they're expecting that our real estate market will continue to appreciate for the next 5 years.
Operation Care Package is an invitation to all of you listening to nominate an active duty military member to receive a KRDO care package. And KRDO will be taking donations of care package items, and we'll give you that list. And we will send those to the active duty military member that you have nominated. We need your help. We need you to donate what you can. Barb is graciously sponsoring Operation Care Package, which we think is a wonderful thing. It's a perfect fit. And Barb is also going to take your donations. So you can either bring them to the radio station, or you can bring them to Barb's office at 7660 Goddard Street, Suite 213, the second floor, right on the north end of town, not too far from the Goodwill over there, and that loop that's at the west side of Academy.
Across from Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm, right in that, yeah, great area. Easy to get to, right off the highway. You can also donate at Barb's open houses. Now, Barb, I'm going to be going to your website to look for your open house dates and locations.
Yes, so we'll be notifying and putting it on this page as well on KRDO's Operation Care, and then we do post our open houses on our website, so we'll make sure that everybody knows where to go. So if you can just go to barbhasthehomes.com and find out the dates.
Perfect. barbhasthehomes.com to find out where the open houses are and what dates there are. Or again, at her office, 7660 Goddard Street, second floor, or here at KRDO Studios at 399 South 8th Street. And here's the list again. Example care package items, things that work really well, are snacks and condiments, candy and gum, reading material, powdered drink mixes, toiletries, writing materials, shoe inserts, sunscreen, board games, crossword puzzles and Sudoku, decks of cards, body wipes, hand warmers, air fresheners, quick proteins, and of course, as you mentioned, Barb, socks are hugely important to our troops overseas.
Right, and we're just so pleased to be able to offer this for them because they mean what they do for us They don't ask for very much. They don't get paid very much for what they do, and we really appreciate it.
This is a huge help. And the web address one more time.
The web address is barbhasthehomes.com.
Thank you, Barb. Barb Schlenker, owner of Parker St. Clair Realty. A nice visit with you today. We appreciate your sponsorship of Operation Care Package.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Catch us on demand by podcast at KRDO.com. Click radio and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.